Horn.
Hello and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we celebrate 33s, 78s, 45s, tapes of all sorts, and homemade music releases from around the turn of the 20th century to the present. We're exploring the road less musically traveled. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, going to play some music that I don't typically play. We're going to hear some very obscure country and folk music from the late 1950s and early 1960s. It's the obscure country edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Where I was born and raised.
were born. And there's a backwards old town there that's often remembered so many times that the memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd float right on down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we could kill. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured our timber and they took out the land. They stripped all the land until the town was forsaken and wrote it all down to the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes flow down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Some very obscure country music released on a 45 on the Rural Free Delivery label. And all the label says is, Rural Free Delivery presents the RFD Boys. Two songs there, we heard Boston and Paradise. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Obscure Country Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the summer serenade of a tiger moth, slowed down 30 times so that we can hear it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
In the summer, this is their prime mating time. The males and females are finding each other. And they do that chemically, for the most part. But what we've discovered is that they also use sound to communicate.
Bill Connor is a professor of biology at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. He tells us that some species of tiger moths use sound to help locate a mate.
In some special species, the female starts the mating system by releasing a pheromone. When the male detects the pheromone, he clicks. Then the female responds with clicks, and they click back and forth and back and forth. It's like acoustic fireflies. They get closer and closer together, and then finally they make lots and lots of noise, and they mate.
How can you tell whether the moth is responding to a sound or a smell? Well, by observing its behavior.
One way to determine if a moth is responding to a pheromone, a chemical signal, versus an acoustic one, is the way in which the moth approaches the source. With a chemical signal, it will always approach from the downwind direction, picking up the scent molecules and moving upwind. With a sound source, it need not approach just from downwind, but it can approach from any direction.
Scientists still aren't sure why it is that some moths use chemical cues while others use sound to find a mate. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The Jades with Lost Train here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And before that, the Vistas from Rochester, New York on the Tough record label and Moon Relay. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop, a home for cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. The program's undergoing some renovations. I'm in the process of making a few changes, so please bear with me as I experiment a little with the format, hoping to make the show more fun and functional as I move toward 500 episodes of the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's dig back into some obscure country records. Drop the Needle.
Every
the amazing Patti Whip with The Infinite Blue from the Upper Peninsula. That was one of only two recordings of Patti Whip that were recorded back in the late 1960s and released on the Tevar label in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Beautiful, beautiful music. And before that, from a forgotten 45, The Expressos with a tune called Wandering. Well, this is DJ Frederick inviting you to light up the lava lamp and come on a sonic journey here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Some of the best ways to help backyard birds through the winter mean doing less, not more. First, leave the leaves. Tasty insects and spiders live underneath. Backyard birds like the towhee and the song sparrow will pick and kick through leaves again and again. Leave them where they've drifted, or rake them up under your plantings. Second, don't deadhead the plants in your garden. Birds like pine siskins and goldfinches love to snack on dead flower heads all winter long. Number three, build an insect hotel. Okay, there's some work involved in this one, but it's a cool project for kids and adults to do together. Make a structure out of natural objects and found items to create little hidey holes for insects. Some of these cozy hotel guests will become food for wrens and other birds. It's also a great way to repurpose old bricks and flower pots and bits of wood while creating your own sculpture. So, park the rake in the shed, and the clippers too. The birds will thank you. Support for Bird Note comes from the Port Aransas Tourism Bureau, home to hundreds of species of birds and the Whooping Crane Festival in February. More at visitportaransas.com.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
A group of jolly cowboys on a Franklin ranch one night, their heads up on a saddle and a campfire's burning bright. Some were telling stories and some were singing songs, and some were smoking cigarettes while the hours rolled along. Began talking of distant friends so dear. A boy raised his head from his saddle and brushed away a tear. This boy was tall and handsome, and his face showed a lack of good care. His eyes were of a heavenly blue, and he had light wavy hair. Yeddy yoddy yoddy, yeddy yoddy yoddy. We asked him why he left his home, it being so dear to him. He raised his head from his saddle, with tears his eyes grew dim. As he raised his head from his saddle
And he gives the rough crowd o'er. Said, boys, I'll tell you the reason why I stay at home no more.
Thank you.
Attila and the Huns from a forgotten 45, tune called The Lonely Huns. Before that, Nicky Roberts with A Spaceman Out of Nowhere. And we started off with a 78 from 1929. Arthur Miles doing some overtone and throat singing there. Amazing harmonics and a tune called The Lonely Cowboy. Well, this is DJ Frederick, the Lonely DJ, here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, celebrating 20 years on the airwaves here at WSCS.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You've heard the stories, the $37,000 bottle of cognac, that $1.5 million watch, or a cooking pot worth more than your house. The people who buy such things are participating in a behavior you probably also know, conspicuous consumption. But what you might not know is where that phrase hails from. An academic named Thorstein Veblen originally coined the term near the turn of the 20th century. Veblen combined sociology with economics in his masterpiece, The Theory of the Leisure Class, that was published in 1899. He argued there was a basic distinction between the productiveness of industry run by engineers and what he called the parasitism of business, which exists only to make profits for a leisure class. The chief activity of this leisure class was, you guessed it, conspicuous consumption. And their economic contribution was, according to Veblen, a waste that contributed nothing to economic productivity. Although he never advocated a worker takeover of the state like Marx, Veblen saw socialism as, quote, one intermediate phase in an ongoing evolutionary process in society that would be brought about by the natural decay of the business enterprise system and by the inventiveness of engineers, unquote. So the next time someone mentions the excellence of capitalism in the efficiency of our banking system, you might mention Veblen and the fact that he would consider businessmen, like those Goldman Sachs representatives in our government, as so many useless parasites. Considering where so many people are economically today, Veblen's time may finally have arrived. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
I have never Once they've seen us, we'll both know the reason why. From our treehouse in the sky, let's not waste another minute. Now where both our hearts are in it, let's just close
Alright, very scarce 45 released on the Dot record label, and I don't have any other information on that. The musician is known as Gus. The song is Treehouse in the Sky. Before that, the writer of Suspicious Minds, who originally recorded it before Elvis, that was Mark James. Beautiful tune. I definitely like that version every bit as much as I like the Elvis version. Did I say Elvish version? At any rate, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, walking up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. And this evening's program is the Obscure Country Show.
upon my pillow, close to my ear. began to realize she loved a boy that she had always known. One day she sat on her daddy's knee and said, "What will I do? You mustn't worry, he will love you just like the angel loves you." Where does the angel stay when I go to bed? Does she rest upon my pillow, close to my head? Where is the angel? The wedding was now over as they rode from the church back to her home. After the party at her folks, the two would then leave all alone. And then a crash out on the highway took her loved one's life. She reached out and as she held him, everyone could hear her pray. Where does the angel stay when I go to bed? Does she rest upon my pillow, close to my head? Where is the angel? Where is the angel? Where is...
On the Sonic record label, that was a band called Country Spice and a tune called Clouds, written by, eponymously, James Bond. Okay, go figure. And the Sonic label came out of, we think, Iowa. Country Spice with Clouds. Before that, Connie Cadell with a tune called Angel, and we started off with Cheryl Thompson and Black Knight. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Dusty Grooves of the Radio Thrift Shop.
And puddles on the floor.
It hardens quickly as it cools. My heart cries out for more. Dance in a flame that locks your eyes and calls you from within. The candle won't last long. It's fire in this song. Was wonder why you can't cry like before. Soon enough the song is gone. You didn't want to sing it quite before, and you thought that maybe you had lost all you looked for. Long worth thinking of. Write another song, won't you please?
Thank you.
gorgeous, gorgeous song. The second song recorded by Patti Whip from the Upper Peninsula, probably recorded back in the mid to late 1960s, a tune called It's Gone. Before that, a band called The Grapes of Wrath, and Write Another Song. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm your host, DJ Frederick, inviting you to join me every Saturday evening here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at Classical WSCS. I'm here from 10 p.m. until midnight, celebrating 20 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. So, until next time, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thank you.